You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's a big hat. It's funny. It's a big hat. It's funny. You get it?
So our correspondent Turd Ferguson.
Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, my Lord. Too good. Too good. I speak good. Too good. Christopher DeSimone.
I'll take swords for 200, Alex.
Christopher DeSimone. Matthew J. Neely. Wake Up Tucson. Wednesday edition.
Dogs and cats living together.
Holy crap.
Oh my gosh.
It's Wednesday already.
Wednesday in the Acres, baby.
You are correct. The we got Libertarian Enlightenment and Hugging Hour coming up the 3rd. We had to move. Grover had to reschedule on me today. He wants to talk about the platform. We'll talk about the platform. Don't you worry. One of my favorite Facebook pictures. I will share it. Our friend Tom Jenny, he used to be part of Americans for Prosperity years ago. He's up in the Phoenix area. He has this. They actually still print magazines. I did not know that. And he got he gets Reason magazine, which for a big head like Tom, this is perfect.
And you just gave all the libertarians a tingle up their leg. Chris Matthews tingle up their leg.
Look at him.
Ooh, Reason.
And it's the centerfold of Reason magazine. Check this out.
A philosophical argument in the centerfold.
It is a giant graph of national debt as percentage of GDP. It's a 3-page centerfold. And so, don't you worry. I already texted this to Schweikert.
It's a lot of red ink, baby.
And I said,
that is a lot of red ink, and it's going the wrong direction.
I said it to Schweikert this morning and said, finally, a centerfold Schweikert could get into.
And he says, I don't get the joke.
He sent but back, you know. He said, oh, he said, that's sexy.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Wanton debt.
What is this? What's the national debt's likes and dislikes? That's what we'd like to know.
Turn-ons and turn-offs. Well, responsible budget-conscious Republicans. I mean, I don't particularly like that.
Walks on the beach.
Promises of communism. That's one of the turn-ons, you know.
It's good. It's good times. Good times. We are now a week away from happy hour at Games and Gadgets.
LARPing, baby.
Yep. So trivia night.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a hoot and a holler.
And or a holler. Okay.
So yeah. Please join
Short
us.
Short Rest Tavern.
Yeah. And again, since the last time we were there, he just had the regular part of the Short Rest Tavern. So he moved into the place that had the Asian massage parlor, as we like to say in the old days, and they moved to another spot, and he took that over. So he has more gaming space, but he also has, he expanded the area of the Short Rest Tavern into, and it has an area where he has the slick electronic setup for trivia.
Uh-huh.
On the screen, all this stuff. It's like literally, it's going to be the closest thing to a TV game show you could do.
Dang.
Is doing trivia with Mark.
Well.
So that's going down a week from today, 5:30, Games and Gadgets, Short Rest Tavern, Tucson Mall edition.
Will Wink Martindale be there?
We could do that.
Yeah. Or Alex Trebek.
I like Wink better. Okay. I think he had more pizzazz.
And Jack Barry. You get the whole. Or?
Gene Rayburn.
Gene with the microphone and the. Kind of the boozy delivery and
all the classics. Dawson. Wink. Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Barris, baby.
You know, I do remember watching like some of those game shows, especially during summer vacation.
Of course.
You'd be home, and I remember why.
Nothing to do, Mom.
Here's some classic ones that I remember. Well, there was Joker's Wild.
Sure.
Was one. There was one called Tattletales.
Yes.
With Burt Convy.
Burt Convy, yes.
Why did I remember Burt Convy?
Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy. Joker's Wild, Tattletales.
A lot of Southern California radio guys, I think, actually worked their way into game shows.
Joker's Wild, Tattletales. There's another one I was thinking here, too. It'll come back to me. And, of course, Price is Right was on all the time.
Of course.
Getting yourself spayed and neutered and all that other stuff. I'm sorry. This is a Planned Parenthood commercial.
Don't forget.
That should be a Planned Parenthood. Get yourself spayed and neutered. But if you did that, you wouldn't have. Well, then we wouldn't be able to perform abortions and make money on. Well, that's interesting. That's deep. Who knew I was going to get there? So we had a listener ask me a question about my voter guide, and I do want to get to that.
Okay.
And then that's at DeSimoneHQ.com. Hit the blog page. You know, remember yesterday I talked about Chrissy Hynde playing the Iron Ore Club in
yes.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah. Durango, maybe, but maybe it was Pueblo.
It was Pueblo because I was talking about Kurt Schmidt, and I know he's a Pueblo guy.
Gotcha.
And so he said that place closed down long before Chrissy Hynde passed through Pueblo on her way to Tucson via Amarillo. One too many fire code violations and late payments to Mr. Louis Carleo. Thank you.
Mm.
Next time you have to pass through the Steel City on your way to Colorado Springs, a stop at Galliano's. Basically, it's like the Italian meat. It's like the pork store from The Sopranos, but it's in Pueblo.
Okay.
It's the Galliano's Mercantile. So, looks real deal. Like, has a sign that says meats, pepperoni, capicola, sausage, pancetta, Genoa salami, deluso, goat cheese, provolone, feta, Swiss. This is my kind of place. Homemade mozzarella. All right. I'm there. You had me at capicola. Or as we say in The Sopranos, the gabagool. How you doing, the gabagool? I got Matt a present today for his midsummer. Part of his Scandinavian roots is they always have to celebrate midsummer, sacrifice pagan things.
Scandinavian?
I'm just kidding.
Good Lord.
And I got him the...
yeah, sure.
The almost based on a real story, Norm MacDonald book.
Yeah.
So it's like his...
Dostoevsky by way of 30 Rock.
It's
the best new book I've read this year or last, according to the Wall Street Journal.
It's goofy, man. It's like first person. It's kind of a biography, but not. He takes great creative license with his biography.
Okay.
It's nutty.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, you know, I know that you like doing this.
Does he go into bitterness about getting canned from SNL?
He talks about it a little bit.
Okay.
But
I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yep. So Matt likes to sit in his bikini bathing suit by the pool and reading Jackie Collins novels.
Nobody else likes it. I sure do.
I'm sure KTN would appreciate it. So, all right. What do we got here today? I do want to go through some of the platform of the Republican platform here. A report from the New York Post. Illegal migrants crush the poorest zip codes. Are you in shock with that? We'll give you an update on the $320 million floating Gaza pier. No, it's really floating.
$320 million.
Yes.
That floated away.
Correct.
Great.
The U.S.
said I was daft, so I built another.
We're going to do the... U.S. We should have one for Tucson. You know how I haven't done that's true. The SALC map dashboard. I haven't done that one in a while. But usually, you know, last time I looked at it, the data was so old. So we'll go through that. I just brought that up. It's called the U.S. Misery Index. We'll get to the U.S. Misery Index before it's over. We'll talk about the armed guards protecting Sotomayor from people trying to hurt people, and then talk about her her dislike of people's private right of armed self-defense. Dems are stuck. Kamala polls worse than Biden against Trump. Imagine if you're Kamala. You've, air quotes, worked so hard to get where you're at.
It's one way of putting it.
And you are...
She can taste this. It is so close.
You are polling worse than an orange senior golf champion who did have sex with a porn star and then said to the TV that he did not. So we got that going for us.
By the way...
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but I guess somebody catches Snuffleupagus, George Stephanopoulos, on the street and says... Hey, you think Biden can finish another term? And Stephanopoulos says, no way. So when I watched this, I said, hey, George. And he's like apologizing. Oh, it's terrible, you know. Hey, George, you got Billy Bushed, man. Welcome to the club. Oh, you know what? Hey, it's easy to catch somebody on their golf court, on their golf cart in a casual conversation at a non-official event, making casual conversation. Welcome to the club.
Or
it works both ways.
Or you could be a congressional candidate who says you fight the power but can't stand someone videoing you at a official Republican event.
That's another way of putting it.
That's just someone whose name rhymes with Athleen In. Wall Street Journal posts insane story about Biden's meeting with German leaders.
Oh, good Lord.
I feel like I want to do Nigel Basil Fawlty here. Don't talk about the war.
I did one. Don't mention the war. I did once, but I think I got away with it.
We'll talk about the body count in Chicago for 4th of July. We'll talk about this discussion of Albertson Safeway stores that may be sold in southern Arizona.
If only we had listened to Chris Mays.
Fire personnel on scene where several semis, this is in Cochise County, caught fire. Court dismisses charges against George Kelly. That's the rancher down in, near Nogales. Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that Democrat Maricopa County elections worker indicted on 3 felony charges. We got that going for us. We'll talk about how many ballots are going to be on your ballot. Your ballot propositions on your ballot, excuse me.
Yeah. Your phone book.
Austin Vonderhaden, Doth Vanda.
Doth Vanda.
3 ways local government is violating Arizonans' rights.
Yeah.
And the picture has a picture.
I'm surprised he stopped at 3, but you know.
And the picture has crap-eating grins of Rahina Romero and Kate Gallego together. So.
Great.
Those Ruben Gallego videos, commercials, are so sickening. Ugh, so sickening. They're making him seem like Mr. Rogers.
Hey, big bro. It's just like
it's the same people.
Kirsten Sinema, you know. It worked for her.
You notice that after those commercials, we never saw her brother again, ever. I don't know if he's real. Carrie Lake says that 80% of people in Arizona are with her. And that God has put her on this track to save Arizona. So we got that going
for us. So her and the president are talking about God Almighty telling them things?
We got that going for us. New York Times, as Matt put it in the email stream yesterday, thanks for finally coming late to the party.
Yeah, metal chair, man.
Metal thieves are stripping America's cities. We'll get to that. And so much more here at Wake Up Tucson. Listener Mike Murphy's playlist is today, and he's got some good stuff, a good mix.
Wildfire guy? Michael Murphy.
He's already on the right track with a Duran tune, a Rush tune, and a Deeper Tracks Yes tune off of Big Generator.
Now, Murphy that would be, we would associate with a Duran fan?
Nope, different Murphy.
Different Murphy.
That's okay. Mary Murphy, yeah. Running for Oro Valley Town Council.
This is the guy that wrote Wildfire, Michael Murphy. Is it on the list?
He doesn't want to play his own stuff.
Doesn't want to flex, huh?
That's what I like.
Great song, Michael.
I do have, and this is a Queen song that is called I'm in Love with My Car. And this is actually performed by Roger Taylor, the drummer. Look at me going geek here. I do have my Mary Murphy sign up, my Vince Leach, and my Juan Siscomani sign. Hold on. Betsy's here. Hold on.
Rhino!
The tribunal will not be televised.
Wake up, Tucson. I'm not saying it's one of the best Bond films out there, View to a Kill. Great song by the boys, right? The Durantys. And then it's got Christopher Walken as the main villain. So, and then his 80-year-old Nazi doctor accomplices. So let's play them together. This is perfect.
Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
Project Main Strike. It was what was he trying to do? He was putting a nuke in the San Andreas Fault, or I forgot how it was going to work, and then he was going to basically take Silicon Valley out in one shot, and then I would control the chips or something like that.
How much was he asking for?
$100 billion.
Wow. See, that's the thing. That'd be another a great name of a Bond villain corporation, right? Welcome to Mosaic, Doctor. And you got Kozachik as one of the hitmen for like if Frank Knott was like the Bond villain, right? You have Kozachik running around as like an assassin in his little jogging outfit, just running against you at full speed. Now we're talking. Kozachik, well, I don't want, I'm sick of that guy. Anyway, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, everybody. Hey, everybody. I almost sound like Harry Carey right there. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Time for an ice cold Budweiser.
Look at the kid in the sombrero. Biden's $320 million floating Gaza pier to be dismantled after operating for 21 days. So let's see. Let's do some math here. I haven't done math on the air in a while. I know I've been getting people clamoring for me. Yes, clamoring. 300 divided by 21. So, just want to let you know, the taxpayers paid $15.2 million a day for a temporary pier for Gaza. It was going to deliver.
Thus starting another support group, Peers for Gaza. So,
the pier built, this is the AP, pier built by the U.S. military to bring aid to Gaza will be reinstalled Wednesday. You're going to love this. To be used for several days and then pull it out permanently. Wow. From the album that came out after 90125, Shoot High, Aim Low, which was a beautiful tune live, especially. Mark Kadow from Games and Gadgets and I have a soft spot for Shoot High, Aim Low. And so does this amazingly classy wakey named Michael Murphy. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. All right. Welcome to Tucson, Arizona, where every day is Taco Tuesday. And we have dedicated lanes for stolen shopping carts. Sorry. Love it. Love it. Libertarians are invading the show in the third hour.
I think I see them pooling around the green room.
Not yet. They're not here. They'll be here. 7:47 they'll be here. So we got that going for us. Let's get to this reporte from the New York Post Day. New York City polls, Paula, cause migrant crisis. Politicians cause, they use POLS as a cool thing. We call politicians polls now. And it's insulting the polls. Cause migrant price crisis. Now data proves it crushes the poorest. Three of the top five zip codes with the highest concentration of migrant shelters are in its poorest areas. Jamaica, Queens, East New York, Brooklyn, with median incomes below $37,000, which is still $13,000 higher than the city of Tucson's median income. Just want to let you know that. Are getting slammed as migrant inflows climb to 200,000, more than 200,000 people since the start of the crisis. The migrant arrivals bring not only an increasing drain on public services, the city of New York has spent $5 billion, which is only 3% of the total Mosaic Quarter's economic impact for the next 4 years. Sorry, $5 billion the city of New York has spent. Take Long Island City in Queens. I'm going to tell you, when Chris lived in New York, Long Island City wasn't that great either. Okay?
Sure.
Home now to 12% of the 193 shelters hosting the 65,000-plus illegal immigrants.
Now, I feel like Columbo. Now, sir, you told me a few months ago that they come here and they got people to go to and live with and family.
That's what Rex, relatives. That's what Rex Scott keeps telling me all the time.
I seem to recall you telling me that, sir. What?
They got their aunt. They live in Chicago in New York, and they go and they live a peaceful life with their aunt. Yeah. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And they got a timely.
Yeah, they got an uncle, Sam. His name is.
They got a very timely immigration court date of 2032.
Thank you.
Now, I didn't know I was going to say this line today.
Boy. Is it one of the lines
my fellow
you said
Wakeys
earlier during the break?
No, it's close.
Okay.
Wait till I get. I'm going to follow this up with a great piece of California legislation. That's just.
Yay.
Okay. This is the direct quote from the New York Post line. Hold on, I gotta get my. I just want to make sure it's working. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Residents are afraid to take their kids to. Okay, I'm okay. Here we go. And then we know some of this has happened in Tucson public areas too. So, you know, us being in a Tucson show, color us not surprised. Right? This isn't Davenport. This isn't Wake Up Davenport, Iowa. Okay? Here we go. Residents are afraid to take... Okay. Quote, residents are afraid to take their kids to local parks because the illegal migrants are using them as electric scooter racetracks and public sex dens.
How about new? What happened?
Electric scooter racetracks and public sex dens.
Wow.
If you can make it with somebody anywhere, it's up to you. New York, New York. As, wow. You are hitting every button there.
That was not directed at you.
This is like Buddy the Elf hitting all the buttons on the elevator. That's what that Matt's doing right now. As one local put it, this is not a third world country. We just can't let anyone come into the neighborhood and do whatever the blank they want. Now they put F dash dash. They didn't pull a Tony Davis Arizona Daily Star.
Just print the word.
We're going to get to that in a second. Tony's like, well, I've been doing environmental stories that no one pays attention to for 50 years. Let's do a Grijalva story and drop the F-bomb. Hold that thought. I know I got you. Got to hold the... Oh, S-bomb. Excuse me. In the 114th precinct, which covers Long Island City, major crime is up 12.3% during the first half of 2022, even as that figure drops slightly citywide. Turns out importing gang members en masse to beat up cops and ride hell for leather on scooters as they snatch purses has a deleterious effect on public safety.
And they work deleterious into it. Nice. Woo! That's good.
Again, as my old English teacher Edmund Desmond would say, it's like a big word, like delicatessen.
Slim Pickens had a description of that too, which I will not go into.
Let's see. Most migrants are here for a better life, but it doesn't take many members of the Venezuelan notorious Tren de Aragua gang to make a neighborhood intolerable. Let's get to California. Let's see. California. Where's my California file? Hold on. We're getting there. This one's magical. Oh, here it is.
This is the alphabet story?
Possibly.
Yeah.
All right. This is from our friends at Not the Bee. Not the Bee. In California, it's currently a misdemeanor to solicit. This story is so crazy. Currently a misdemeanor to solicit a minor for sex. SB 1414 aims to make this offense a felony. And wouldn't you know, there's a group coming out against this bill. And no, it's not the California chapter of NAMBLA. Okay. So let's go to the bill first.
Sure.
Under current California law, soliciting someone an offender knows or reasonably should know is a minor for prostitution is a misdemeanor. So think about in California, the mandatory minimum imprisonment for soliciting sex from a minor is 2 days in county jail, up to a year in jail, and then a $10,000 fine. Okay? As introduced, the bill would have raised the offense to a felony, and the punishment would be a possible 4 years in state prison and a fine of 25 G's. Regardless of whether the defendants knew or should have known the person was a minor, regardless of whether the defendants were themselves above the age of 18, it also includes sex offender registration requirements. So then we have the committee meeting, and then we had the activists who want a watered-down version of it. We're particularly concerned that the harsher penalties proposed in this bill will disproportionately impact marginalized communities, especially members of the LGBTQ community who already suffer from systematic biases within the criminal justice system, especially when it comes to sexually based offenses. Studies have shown that LGBTQ people, particularly gay and transgendered, are more likely to be charged with sex offenses compared to their heterosexual counterparts. And as the person who wrote the article said, talk about saying the quiet part out loud. Now, there's also the part that person's missing is, are the gay and transgender individuals participating in child rape more than the average heterosexual? Catholic Church. I didn't say that. The bill has moved forward from one Senate committee. It will go to another committee process after August 5th. Key provisions have been stripped out by Dems in an effort to appease the LGBT quote community. Now, what's interesting is the original SB 1414 is a bipartisan bill offered by Senator Shannon Grove, a Republican from Bakersfield, Ana Caballero, Democrat from Merced, and Senator Susan Rubio, D. Baldwin Park. Now, I just want to let you guys know, in the MAGA pure world, Shannon Grove for doing a bipartisan bill that would make it tougher to rape a child, she's a damn rhino. Just want to let you know that. Trust me, I've seen the responses to Juan being named the most bipartisan congressperson in the state of Arizona. The legislation has received bipartisan support. However, critical amendments were removed, Grove said. Rhino. She's not satisfied with the language currently in the bill and is pressing members of the Assembly Public Safety Committee to allow key provisions to be restored. This is Shannon Grove, Rhino. Don't be fooled by Public Safety Chair's announcement that they restored a felony for purchasing children in SB 1414. Today, the Assembly Public Safety Committee amended it, making it harder to protect 16 and 17-year-old children. So what they're talking about is, I guess, that if you have sex with a 16 or 17-year-old, that's not so bad. We call it the Vinnick Amendment. So, the Vinnick Amendment. Now, they must prove to be victims of human trafficking. Now, two crimes must be proven, buying and the selling of the child, before a buyer can receive a stronger penalty. All children deserve to be protected equally. When will the Public Safety Committees prioritize the protection of children over the perpetrators? Again, it's California to a T, man. It's California to a T. So, take a state that's so beautiful, with all that beautiful Pacific coastline and natural resources and beauty, and it has been ruined.
And you gave two examples that kind of illustrate to me why Trump 2024 has a pretty good chance of going forward.
Yep.
Because the folks in New York, Jorge Rivas was here yesterday, and I asked him, wait, how does some of Trump's words about migrants resonate in your community?
Yep.
He says, I'm fine with it. Okay. Because people in New York, in a large city, see this on a daily basis.
Yep.
Right. What's going on. And, you know, New York City's always been a colorful place. And, you know, the jokes about crime have been legion for decades. I get it. Muggings, pickpockets, whatever, drug crimes. But people have, you know, I think you wonder when, and your brother talked about it on Monday. Joe talked about it on Monday. When have people had enough it's affected them so much that they are motivated to vote for change. And you look at Reagan back in I think it was 84. He took, this is inconceivable in a day like today.
Inconceivable.
In a partisan time that we live in. But New York won California and New York in one or both of his elections.
Yeah.
Okay. It can happen. And if people are pushed far enough, but I tell you, inflation hits everybody where they live on a daily basis. Okay. And so does all this rampant crime in big cities. So.
No. Amen. I want to do, when we come back, and this is related to what Matt's talking about, we're going to take a classic Trumpism and see how well it's aged.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
All right. And it's not the Billy Bush line. So.
Welcome to the club, George Stephanopoulos.
6:48 in the morning. Look at this. Little Dolly. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Our good friend Jimmy Bednarik just came in from the groove. Today is the release date of the original Escape from New York. Came out today in 1981 or whatever year that was. Yep. America. It's good to see John Carpenter finally made a decent movie.
Trying to make a holiday out of it or something.
Amen, brother. Happy birthday to one of our rural wakies. We were our rural wakies, right? We got Dr. Neil, of course, out in Pomerene, right? We got Umpire John living out in the forest up in northern Arizona.
Gary and Bisbee.
And then this is our buddy Robert Weaver out in Sonoyta. His birthday today. So happy birthday, Robert. Him and his wife run the Oswald Cobblepot Parrot Sanctuary.
Whereabouts is this?
In Sonoyta.
All right.
Yeah. So, happy birthday, Robert. This pirate coffee. I think it's a parrot blend just for Robert today. All right. So, you
Cutlass
know,
Cutlass Mexican dark roast. If you were curious,
beautiful. I love Cutlass.
Yeah,
it's good. So
good Oldsmobile.
We're going to talk about a Trumpism today, and this is related to what you're talking about, right?
Okay.
And back to my Fletcher from, not McCusker, the one from Josie Wales, right? Don't blank down my back and tell me it's raining, right?
Tony Davis would print the whole.
They have, I'm telling you, there are no editors at the Arizona Daily Star.
No adults in charge.
Literally,
anymore.
Tony Davis just uploads it and it appears on the paper.
I've been saying that for years. I don't think, yeah.
I mean, look at the spelling mistakes, the Tucsons, all that stuff. It's the best, okay? Let's get to this one.
Tump.
That's true.
Come on. You are fake news, okay? You're fake news.
This is from my Chris King gift of the...
Fake news. Listen, you're being rude. You're fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude. You're fake news.
One more.
That is such fake news.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's things in this world that age well and other things that don't age so well.
Right? You have my attention.
You're fake news.
This has aged well.
Okay.
This is become part of the lexicon of the average American. Right. So, you know, when one of your friends is gaslighting you about something, right? I mean, there's 17-year-olds going,
listen, you're fake news.
Right. So Trump said it so many years ago.
Fake news. fake news.
It's true.
Right. And whether you like him or not, he nailed it.
Mm hmm.
Now, the first person to use this is the fake news is Norm Macdonald. Back to your...
Ah.
He actually said it when he was introducing a weekend update, where he said, now welcome back. We're going to talk about the fake news. Right? And America gets this. Right? And what's happened is 80% of the people in journalists in the press who are the fake news... Remember, you have to do the opposite of whatever this man says, right? So if you're getting called out to fake news, instead of saying, having that moment and saying, am I really doing what I was supposed to do? What I was taught by Dan Shearer in journalism class, did I do that or am I still? And again, this whole idea of, It was only the debate 12 days ago that we found out that Biden's a doddering old idiot. I mean, this is one of the greatest global gaslightings of all time. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, whoa, well, hold on there.
It's true.
Right? And all they did by coming up and going, we're not going to have time to play it now. We might play Jake Tapper in this thing that he did.
Oh,
where
yes.
He literally says, he blames the Democrat elites.
Right.
Jake, I know you don't want to hear this. You're the Democrat elite yourself.
You're the fourth state.
You are fake news. Okay? You're fake news.
Right?
We doggedly pursue every story except for this one.
Look at these local fools, the Ninsel, the Dillons, the Stellers, right?
Fake news.
Right, Tim Stella. Let's take a look. I don't know why the Crime Free Coalition says there's thievery and bad things on the bus. I talked to this man and he goes on for 790 words. And then he goes. Also, what's amazing is this man who's my witness is blind.
Listen, you're being rude. You're fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude. You're fake news.
Right. Trump nailed it with fake news. Whether you like him or not, it is now part of the lexicon for the next 20 years. And the press has done nothing to disprove that they're not.
That is such fake news.
Certainly not over the last 3 years.
I mean, that's where you're at. I mean, think about it. Even after that, they're like, KJP, seven time zones.
Listen, you're fake news.
He's really tired. He had no time to prepare.
Fake news. Fake news.
He saw
fake
a doctor. He news. Didn't see a doctor. He saw a doctor.
You are fake news. Okay? You're fake news.
That's where you're at. You hate it, but he nailed you. And I'm going to tell you something. The fake news thing that he talks about and the way the press has responded to it has helped imploded their industry.
Fake news. Listen, you're being rude. You're fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude. You're fake news.
All right. One more hour of silliness and education through ridicule. Wake up, Tucson.